take a look at the central figure. This is the Buddha Shakyamuni, the teaching or historical Buddha. He rides a mythical creature called a Qilin, who looks up at him with veneration. Shakyamuni is flanked by two bodhisattvas. These spiritually advanced beings could leave the cycle of desire and suffering, but out of compassion, they've chosen to stay and help the rest of us achieve enlightenment. The bodhisattva on the elephant is Manjushri, who symbolizes wisdom. The figure seated on the lion is Samantabhadra, the personification of virtue. All three sculptures have youthful features. A lightness in the carved drapery makes them appear to hover above their mounts. They also share deeply introspective expressions. The bump on Buddha Shakyamuni's head, however, is indicative of his great wisdom. Ivory, like jade, was carved by some of China's earliest cultures. This stunning group shows the continuation of this tradition and was made sometime between the 12th and 14th century. It's one of the earliest examples of Chinese ivory sculpture, and it is extremely rare to find a Buddhist group of this material.